This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the legendary Pete Jenkins, coached everywhere. Now it's over 50 years. I'm not going to say his age, but I don't want to give nothing
36,
away.
36, right, Mike?
No, 39 again, but there's been quite a few multiplications on that. Pete, thanks so much for joining us. And when I first got in touch with you, this was going to be about Kyle Williams, who you helped recruit to LSU, and about the change body types from a 4-3 alignment to a 3-4, and then dang, this morning, Davin Godshaw, the Saints make a deal for him, and in reading Davin's comments about you and that making that comment about, I just thank God every day I had a coach like Pete Jenkins, and you know, if you are a teacher or a coach, and really a coach is a teacher or a family member, when somebody says that about you, That's really special. Tell us about your experiences with Davin and how he really progressed that final year or so you had him at LSU.
You know, thank you for mentioning that. You know, that meant so much to me that he's a very sincere guy, too, and spiritual guy. You know, so when I read that, you know, I mean, it meant a lot to me. And so he is, I'm real familiar with him in 2015 because Coach O was the D-line coach, and I had a lot, Coach O and I looked at film together, in 15, and I watched Godshaw. You know, he did okay, Mike. He did okay. I would say that it was okay. All right. So, in 16, Ed gets the interim job and brings me in here, which was crazy because I'd been through spring practice at Southern Cal, and I'd been through training camp at Southern Cal. And we had just gotten home, back home, and Ed called, and next thing I knew, I'm coaching at LSU. Anyways, crazy, crazy world. Anyways, Godshaw, his commitment just was unbelievable. And as the 17 season progressed, Mike, if you'd had one of those graph things, you see, I mean, it would have gone, it would have just, it started down here in the medium range. And by the end of the year, he was playing at a very, very high level. And I told the pro scouts that would come in and want to talk about him and everything, and I'd say, look, if you want a real good evaluation, don't take his first four games. Take his last four games. Take the end of the season and work forward, because you'll really see what an improvement this young man has made. But the commitment to focus and to put that the hard work into becoming a better football player was, it was real inspirational to me, to be honest with you.
Coach, one of the things I remember on the morning broadcast Bill Belichick would do for NFL Network, he brought up that he felt Davin Godchaw, for what he did, his position, was one of the most underrated football players in the league, because he said, you know, he did a lot of the grunt work, the dirty work, basically tying up multiple blockers, stopping the run. Okay, he said, yo, the guys that get all the ink, the people that watch, they watching the pass rushers. Yeah. They're not watching that guy that's basically going to secure that tackle for somebody else. And for Belichick to say that, okay, because Bill's seen quite a few of them now throughout the years. I thought that was high praise coming from Coach Belichick.
Yeah, and every time I talk to him, he really talks good about him. You know, when Belichick was there, they held him. I mean, he was held in high esteem up there. And see, that's what he did. His agent told me one time that one of the scouts told him that Godchaw was terrible on double teams. Okay, and let me tell you, you know, a double team ain't nothing fun. You know, I mean, it's you got about 600 plus pounds on you, and what we try to do is we got a saying, mate. We never trade one for one. Okay, so if we got two on me, then we got one free. Okay, so the linebackers, you know. He did a great job for the linebackers, and he ate those double teams up. Well, the agent was telling me what the scout had said, and one long after that, this article came out, and they talked about how great Godchaw did playing double teams and freeing the linebackers up. And look, here's what it takes, Mike. It takes a tough guy. It takes an unselfish guy, and it takes a team guy. And he's all those things. He's all those things. So, yeah, he you know, the guy just didn't know what he was talking about when he was talking about he didn't play double. He ate those double teams up. And like I say, if it's two on me, we got one free.
Coach, Kyle Williams, you know, and it's funny, you helped recruit him to LSU. And you played 13 years.
Worked my tail off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 13 years in the NFL. You know what the hell you're doing. And you talk about a body type that, you know, if you put it in the computer, which they all do today, and, you know, and it's all this RAS and all this stuff, you got to be a certain size, height, weight, speed. Come on, it's never going to compute good for Kyle Williams. I will say this, for interior players, you coach one in Lyndon Marshall, who was a great player with the Giants, really was. Kyle Williams was that type player for the Buffalo Bills. So tell us a little bit about the recruiting. But, man, I know one thing. Kyle Williams, if you're in a fight, you want him fighting with you. You don't want to be looking at him.
No, you don't. You don't. You, well said. Let me tell you, special guy. I just answered somebody's text, asked me about it, and I said, great player, you know, great leader. I mean, a guy that you want on your team. So I'm at the Eagles when Kyle comes out. And I'm telling you now, Mike, I stood on the table. I wanted them to draft him so bad, so bad. And I'm gonna share something with you. The GM laughed at me a little bit in what did you call your readings? You got Mr. Lurie, the owner, was in there, the coordinator. Coach Reed was in there, and I had such a high grade on him, okay? And here's what I remember. It has rung in my ears, and I've been tempted so many times to call the guy wherever he is. I have to find him first. But anyways, call him and say, you know what? I might have been right on Kyle Williams. You know, I just... Can you remember back when he hawed me about, here's what he said. He said, you know, Pete, you think all them damn Louisiana guys are better than other players. He said, and Kyle Williams is a short-armed white guy. And I looked at him and I said, well, that may be true. That may be true. He's a white guy and he's short-armed kind of for the measurables that you guys go by. But I guarantee you, ain't nobody in the town of Philadelphia got as big a heart as he's got. And he did. He went to the Bills. It didn't surprise me, Mike. I knew that guy. I knew that guy would do good because he is a rolling ball of damn butcher knives now. And and here's the thing too. People don't realize about the guy. Number one, and it's hard for me to really appreciate this since I don't play golf. He's a scratch golfer. Okay. So that's pretty good, huh?
You damn right it's good. And don't get in no golf game with him for money because he'll snatch it from your pocket.
Yeah, and the guy was athletic. I mean, could stop on a dime and give you 9 cents change. Just quick as a hiccup. And he played so great for Buffalo. And it did me a lot of good because I took a beating trying to get him drafted. But I wanted him at Philly so dadgum bad, and I couldn't get it done.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Coach, looking at someone that was in Philly and just signed a huge contract in an NFL free agency frenzy today, Milton Williams, former La Tech Bulldog, was the third-round draft pick in 2021. Yeah. He had a breakout year, really, with the Philadelphia Eagles this past season with 5 sacks, and he was part of that rotation with 2 Georgia boys, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. But, I mean, that interior defensive line for the Eagles was disgusting. But now Milton gets paid $26 million average annual value over the next 4 years. You worked with him. Mike, let me know that. I want to get your thoughts on Milton and the amount of work he put in to really take that jump this past year.
No, Charlie, I'm glad you asked about him because, I've had him a couple of times in my summer program. And I told Mike one time, we were talking about, we go 2-a-days, and that's usually quite enough for everybody, but I can't give him enough work when I get him. I mean, he is a driven guy, and he's made such progress as a player. I'm so happy for him. You know, he's the kind of guy that you want. Just like we're talking about Kyle, this guy's the kind of guy you want on your team. You're going to get his best is what you're going to get. And I'm really happy for him because, in my opinion, he's a guy in the off season, he has really made himself into a dominant football player. So, you love to see people have success that work that damn hard at it and earn it like he has. And I'm excited that I can be about Milton. I like him as a person, and I have so much respect for him as a player.
Coach, look, when he was at Tech to come in, I bet he wasn't 230 pounds when he first started.
Yeah.
He was real lean when he came to Tech. I mean, I'm talking about his second number definitely was a 2.
Yeah. He is athletic and quick. I just cut up some film from last summer. I was putting it in my teaching film for my trips and everything. And I used him 3 or 4 times because he just moves. He's quick as a hiccup, and he can really you know, he can accelerate extremely well. So accelerating extremely well means this. Once he takes care of that blocker on pass rush, that's the important thing about, I don't care about a 40-yard dash, but can he accelerate for 7 yards to the quarterback? And that rascal, he's got some jet propulsion for that 7 yards burst. I call it a burst, Mike. 40 yards, we got to chase the damn quarterback. If we're a defensive lineman, we got to chase the damn quarterback down 40 yards or the running back 40 yards, we all in trouble. Because who in the hell is going to get that done? You know,
now that ain't happening unless you're trying to chase around Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels all day accumulative. You might have worked that 40 yards.
But if you've got that burst, you can play the run and be very effective. And, of course, that really is an important factor. Getting off, and I saw him in the championship game. Twice he got by the blocker, and he looked like he was shot out of a gun. Pow! I mean, he's got that suddenness and everything. So, yeah, I'm really excited about Bo Davis coaching there and those two kids coming there to play. And I'm really excited. I'm just happy for the Saints, and I'm happy for those guys.
Coach, the Saints changing from a 4-3 alignment to a 3-4 alignment. And it's not maybe as dramatic as we've seen in years past. When that first got in, I was telling Charlie the story. Really, Bum Phillips sort of ran that through because Bum was a college coach, and he kind of brought that into vogue into the professional ranks in the 70s.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you had to be a certain body type. And still today, I think you still got to be a certain body type to play that nose tackle position. And I think for the Saints, Brian Brisset is really better off at that end in a 3-4 alignment anyway than playing defensive tackle, to be honest with you.
Much better off. Yeah.
I think
I agree.
The big change for me is the Saints don't have those big linebackers on the outside that can rush the quarterback. And so explain to the people out there just how the change is going from a 4-3 to a 3-4 and the body type differences that you're looking for in the outside linebackers.
That's the key position, Mike, right there. So when Coach Saban first came to LSU, we had the longest, toughest offseason program I ever been through. You know, the fourth quarter program that he's so famous for, that damn thing went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And, you know, I mean, it was hard on all of us, coaches, players, everybody. But I realized later, he was going to go to the damn day spring practice had to start where he could get a good feel and give a good look at the players. He wanted to run the 3-4. That's what he wanted to do. Well, what he told us, you know, is after being around the squad as much as I have been in this offseason program, we don't have outside linebacker type guys. Okay, now, let me say this to you, Mike. That's where we started recruiting to the 3-4, is we wanted we had to have two really good outside linebackers. They're the key to the whole thing, okay? Because here's what they have to do. They got to be as physical as the front guy, because a lot of times the tight ends in location on the line of scrimmage, so they got to play a tight end or two tight ends. So they got to be physical at the point, okay? The other thing they do is they got to drop. So they got to be part defensive back. And they don't give them, you know, the whole field to cover, but they do have to cover. And they are really important in your cover package. So you got a mixture now of a guy that got to come to the line of scrimmage and play on the tight end sometimes and also be in your pass drops, okay? The other thing they do is they wall. They have to wall people. And it's like playing basketball. They got to be laterally quick where they can wall people out of the middle of the field. So then you, as you said, when we call where we bring in the outside linebacker, one, what you can do in the 3-4, you can bring one of them, you can bring both of them, it's just how you want to do your coverage. But now they got to be a proficient pass rusher. So all in all, I think it's probably the most difficult skill place to play on the 3-4 defense. So getting good ones on it, the outside backer, if you don't, you need to play a 4-3. That's what we did here when Coach Saban came. We played a 4-3 because we didn't have outside linebacker-type athletes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it did. And, man, he found those guys at Alabama, though. Good gracious. Looked like
they were great.
I mean, every year.
When he had the chance to pick them out, you know, what he inherited here was we just didn't have the body type. So we played a 4-3, and we played those guys were defensive ends, and the whole job is different. The whole job is different. So, yeah, you got to have really good players at the outside backer to be successful in the 3-4.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time, insights, buddy. Take care of yourself. And one quick question on Gottschall. Did he buy a house out in the Houston area?
Yeah, he bought a house near Dallas somewhere.
Okay, in Dallas. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember you
yeah.
saying, I didn't remember if it was Houston or Dallas, but so he's real close, and he'll help with your camp out in Texas this year.
He ain't going to help with it. I'm going to work his butt off.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it,
Thanks,
buddy.
Coach.
Okay. All right.
Pete Jenkins, the legendary defensive line coach, still working, 83 years old.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.